Please be seated. So what we hear on Sunday mornings in the gospel text and in the other texts, it's a story. We forget sometimes that it's not just a collection of moral lessons. It's a story about people who lived and breathed and moved and who did things that were pretty unbelievable. But it's also a story about how God works in the world and how God works through us and how God shows up for us. But it's still a story. So this morning, what exactly happened in our gospel text? Well, I think it happened something a little bit like this. So Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And well, then from that, people begin to gossip and whisper and complain about this Jesus guy because he keeps saying all these ridiculous things that they don't understand. He says things like, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And one of the villagers was standing there and saying, "Hey, wait a second, isn't this the guy who went to school with my Joey? Doesn't he live like right around the corner?" And another villager says, "You're right, he's Joseph's and Mary's boy. I know where he's from. How could this guy say he's from heaven?" And Jesus responded to these villagers saying, "First of all, cut it out, I can hear you. Second of all, I know this is confusing. I know the things that I'm saying are hard to understand. Let me try and explain." And so Jesus tries to explain by saying, "All of you are here and all of you have these questions because somewhere in your heart, somewhere in your soul, there is a calling from God that brought you here. You may not know it, you may not realize it, but you've shown up here because God has put a call in your heart to come to this place and learn some new things. And that calling from God brings us together. And because of it, Jesus says, I will be with you forever. You will learn from me, you will share what I have shared with you, and together we will do amazing things together." And Jesus continues, "I know this because I am God and God has sent me to you. And if you believe, and this is the truth, whoever believes will have eternal life because Jesus is the bread of life." Because you see, our ancestors, your ancestors, ate manna when they were wandering in the wilderness, and yet they all died. And this knowledge about Jesus, this truth, this grace, this love and hope, this bread that comes down from heaven so that you can eat it, inhale it, learn it, know it, spread it, and have nourishment for the journey. And while your physical body may die, you will have eternal salvation here on earth because heaven exists here on earth as well. And after this journey ends, you will also have eternal life in heaven. And I get it, Jesus says. I get it that this is confusing because this isn't something that you've ever heard before. But Jesus continues that when he says, "My body will be shared with you during communion. But also the salvation I offer will be given to you freely forever, and it will sustain you on your journey because Jesus is spiritual and physical nourishment for you forever." And Jesus says, "When things get hard for you, when all is lost and there is no light, just like your ancestor Elijah, who went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree, and he gave up and he asked God that he might die. And he said, 'It's enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors.'" Because for you, when you sit solitary under a broom tree and you say to God, "Enough now, that's enough. Please take away my life." Just like Elijah, an angel might touch you on the shoulder and say, "Get up and eat." And you'll look and see that there was a head at your head, that there was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And the angel will come to you a second time and tell you to get up and drink, and it will sustain you. And what Jesus is saying to us is that Jesus will be that strength for you. Because Jesus is the living bread that comes down from heaven. Because whoever eats from this bread will live forever. And the bread that Jesus gives will be the life of the world. And whoever eats of it will bless the Lord at all times and will praise God in their name, in their mouths at all times. They will glorify in the Lord, and they will let the humble hear and rejoice. They will proclaim with greatness. They will proclaim the greatness of the Lord, and they will exalt God's name together. They will seek the Lord, and God will answer them, and they will deliver you out of your terror, and God will deliver you out of your darkness. You will look upon God and be radiant, and your face will not be ashamed for what you believe and what you know. In your affliction, you will call upon the Lord, and the Lord will save you from your troubles. So whenever it is dark, whenever you want to give up and lie down under a tree and say to God that you've had enough, that this life is enough, that you are done, know that Jesus and a great cloud of witnesses stand beside you, support you, and nourish you for the journey, because God is with you. And yes, it's a story. It's a story like any other story we read when we're reading a book or a novel at night before we go to bed. It's the same story that we read when we are assigned to something in school that we don't want to read. It's a story. But it's a story that can sustain us and save us. It's a story that we can carry with us forever. It's a story not that needs to be memorized, but the basic gist you can know in your heart and carry with you wherever you go. So often people don't want to quote the Bible or say things from the Bible because they're afraid of getting it wrong. Well, how many times have I stood up here just like now and retold an entire story, making up 99% of it on my own? A lot. And I do this full time. So when you go into the world, don't worry about if you get it wrong. Don't worry if you say something that's not quite right. It's okay. God appreciates that you just try. Because it's a story, yes. But it's a story that you can carry with you in your heart to keep you awake, to keep you afloat in the times when you don't feel like you can keep your head above water. It's a story when all hope seems lost. It's a light that can shine into the darkness when you can't see anything else. It's a light that you can put in your pocket and have with you wherever you go. Because somewhere inside of you, you know these stories. You've heard them before. You've been to church. You've heard the scripture read. And these are your stories. They're not just mine. They're not just people who do the things that I do. They're your stories. This is your Bible. This is your scripture. This is yours to mold and use as you wish. Because these stories will save you. These stories will sustain you. And these stories will light the darkness in your own hearts and in the lives of those around you. So use them. Shine the light. Find ways to keep them alive now and forever. Amen.